Jeremy's and Bill's is working.
Good evening. The time is 8 p.m. Weather, condition, cloudy, temperature, 69 degrees.
PC2XD, I'm staying by.
Okay. Good evening, operators and listeners. This is November 4, November, Juliet, Juliet, good evening. My name is Bill, and I am located in Viva Las Vegas, coming to you through All-Star. Welcome to the Barrett Tech and Information Net. This net meets every Wednesday at 8 p.m. East, 5 p.m. Pacific. Now, our focus is on the technical aspects of amateur radio. Whether you're an experienced operator, a new ham, or just curious about the technology behind our hobby, you're in the right place. Break.
WA2HKS repeater, input 449.
During this net, we discuss topics such as equipment, antennas, propagation, digital modes, troubleshooting techniques, and emerging technologies in amateur radio. The goal is to share knowledge, learn from one another, and encourage experimentation and problem solving within our community. Drop it. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to participate. Please keep transmissions concise and relevant to the topic at hand. When checking in, please give the club call, W2EUP, let up on the mic like this. Listen for the courtesy tone, because if you key up before you hear the courtesy tone, I will not hear you. All I get is dead air, and then I assume that nobody is answering me. So make sure you listen for the courtesy tone. And then also, make sure you're not doubling with anybody. Then give your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. Tonight's topic is P25, Project 25. And while we're taking check-ins, you can queue up your computer, your tablet, your phone. Go to barra-tech.com. Again, that is BARA for the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, -tech, common spelling, .com. And then you'll hit weekly topic, and you'll be able to follow along with the slideshow that was prepared for tonight. So before we get into the QSTs and presentation, let's start getting some calls in the logbook. If you'd like to check in and have a valid AM license, wait for the courtesy tone after I unkey, and then start calling net control. Please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. Here is W2ZZA Dave South Chiptawaga.
W2EUP. W2EUP, this is November 2, Foxtrot Tango Whiskey, Dan in Kenmore.
W2EUP, K-A-H-B-Y-U, Roy in Lisbell.
W2EUP. This is N2LCJ, Tim in Cheektowaga.
W2EUP. AC2XD, Rick Tanawanda.
W2EUP. KD2SLV, Lancaster, Steve.
W2EUP. 2EUP. KC2LEF. Ray in Guestville.
W2EUP. This is Whiskey 2 Bravo Yankee Juliet. W2BYJ Thomas in the city of Tonawanda.
W2PY. This is November 2, Zebra Sam X-Ray, Chet in Cheektowaga.
W2 2EUP. This is Kilo Delta 2 Tango Foxtrot Bravo KD2TFB right now in Amherst.
W2EUP. Whiskey 1 Bravo Kilo Romeo W1BKR operating mobile from Buffalo, normally in Riverside, Connecticut. Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima.
W2EUP. November 2, Juliet Charlie Hotel, Justin in Buffalo.
W2EUP. N2UGS. Jeremy in Williamsville.
Alright, let's pause right there. So that's the first, that's the lightning round. That's where everybody checks in. We got 14 so far. Of course, N4NJJ, which would be me. N2UGS, who's helping with the net logging tonight. Thank you, Jer. Dave, W2ZZA, N2FTW, KA8BYU. N2LCJ, KC2XD, KD2Sierra Lima Victor, KC2Lincoln Edward Fox, Whiskey2Bravo Yankee Juliet, N2ZSX, I think that's right. And then KD2TFB, W1BKR, Bill, visiting from, I think he said Riverside, well, not California, Connecticut. Welcome to the BaroTechNet. We'll get to you in a few. And then N2JH, Justin, I'm not sure I got your call sign, Justin, in Buffalo. Can you come again?
November 2, Juliet Charlie Hotel.
All right, Justin, we got you in there, buddy. Thank you for checking in. So let's see, is there anybody else in, let's just go within the Western New York area, because I'm looking, I just see Western New York and Las Vegas connected right now. Anybody in the Western New York area that hasn't checked in to the Barra Weekly TechNet, our topic tonight is P25. If you'd like to check in from the Buffalo area, please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. This is Ted, WA2HKS, in West Seneca.
Okay, Ted, we got you in there. Anybody else from Western New York that would like to check in, please call W2EUP. Okay, I don't hear anybody else from Western New York, but let's now open it up to stations in Las Vegas that might be listening on one of the repeaters out here. We'd love to have you guys check in. Is there anybody in the Southern Nevada area that would like to check in? Please call W2EUP now.
AA4DP.
Is that AA4CV?
Alpha Alpha 4 Charlie Papa. Name is Chuck, and this is a great repeater, and I listen to it often. I'm new to the Las Vegas area.
Okay, Chuck, welcome to Vegas, and welcome to Buffalo as well. This is a Buffalo net that I'm had the privilege of being on that control for tonight. I think I also heard KI7VLP. Was that you, Chris?
You got it. KI7VLP.
Okay. We got Alpha Alpha 4 Charlie Papa and KI7VLP. Any other Las Vegas, Southern Nevada region area hams that would like to check into the BaroTechNet, please call W2EUP.
Charlie 8, Uniform Oscar Kilo, Andrew, Las Vegas.
You okay? All right, we got you in there, Andrew. Let's pause it here, gentlemen. We got 18 in that first lightning round. I like it. So tonight's topic is P25. I like to call it the premier digital mode. There is a slideshow presentation for tonight. It's up at Barra-Tech. That's Barra for Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, hyphen, as in a dash, tech, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel.com. When you go to that website, you click on Weekly Topic, and you'll see Weekly Topic. The current one is Why P25 Look Beyond the Buzzwords, and this with me, Bill N4NJJ. You scroll down a little bit, you'll see a PDF of tonight's presentation. Let me drop it. Okay, so hopefully everybody's had a chance, especially when we were taking, that was almost 11 minutes of check-ins. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody, for being here. So let's get started with the meat and potatoes, and then we'll go around. I'll call on you to see if you have any questions, any comments, or what your experience is with P25 may or may not be. So this presentation is adapted from one that I did last year for the Henderson Amateur Radio Club out here in Vegas. We did a digital roundup night, and we had each of the main digital modes. Everybody talked for about 8-10 minutes, and then operators really get their hands on things. So, P25, let me drop it. P25 stands for Project 25, or APCO 25. They're all synonymous. It is an interoperable digital two-way standard in North America, as well as Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Canada, India, and Russia, ironically enough. It is not, other than Russia, it is not popular or used in Europe. In theory, equipment across all brands is interoperable. In theory. So those who do D-Star, which is an amateur digital voice protocol, you're pretty much, for the longest time, we're stuck with ICOM. Kenwood does have some offerings now. Yaesu has Fusion, and that is only available from Yaesu at this time. So it's a standard that requires governance, standardization, politics involved with that. And it comes from APCO, which is the Association of Public Safety Communications. So a lot of your dispatchers and people that run 911 dispatch centers, public safety communications, they would be members of this organization, the trade organization. APCO came about in the late 80s and with APCO, and then you'll see the NSA, Department of Defense, and some other alphabet soup agencies. Let me drop it. So back in the 80s, they said we need interoperability and we need digital. And I know that some people would say, why do you need digital? FM works fine. And I would happen to generally agree with you, or analog works fine. I would generally agree with you. However, we know that sometimes people get ideas and then that's how it's going to be. So interoperability, obviously important. So if the Buffalo Police Department had to assist the Niagara Falls Police Department, would they be able to do that? If the Amherst Fire Control had to dispatch through the city of Buffalo, could that be done? There's a lot more to it than just what radios they're using, but that's what interoperability is all about. In the event of catastrophe, in the event that it's not needed, can different agencies communicate with each other? There's audio codecs in there, which I'm not going to get too far into. Other than the audio codec is the reason why P25 radios, when they're new, cost so much more than any other digital voice radio. Let me drop it. Another thing that P25 was desired with it was the ability for encryption. Yes, there's different ways to do encryption on analog FM, generally not the most secure. So there's some very intensive, secure AES-256 and another protocol that the Secret Service uses. And obviously the encryption is going to be a big benefit to public safety type organizations, and I'm not here to debate encryption of public safety versus being in the open. That's a different conversation. They can use it, but as American hams, we are not. My understanding is that Canadian hams are allowed to do encryption, whereas American hams are not. I know that there could be some Canadian hams listening, so for the American ham, there is no legal benefit as far as encryption goes on the ham band. Let me drop it. And this is W2EUP with the Wednesday night Barra TechNet. P25 actually kind of traces its roots as far as the codex and things back to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the 60s. IMBE codec is what's in all Phase 1 radios. I know there's quite a few of you guys running around with Motorolas like Astro Sabres, Astro Spectras, XTL 2500s, XTS 2500s, 5000s. Those radios are going to have IMBE, which is Phase 1, Phase 1 only. Then you get into AMBE. And if you look there on my presentation, you can see some of the other protocols that are wireless that use AMBE. Iridium satellite phones would be the big one, as well as certain channels on Sirius XM broadcast. For hams, you're familiar with D-Star and System Fusion. For those that used to live in Las Vegas, you'll know all about the Harris Broken Sky, Open Sky system. Hi. Let me drop it. Now, I said that there was Phase 1 radios, which is what most of us hams are running around with because they're cheaper now. I think Tim was talking a little bit earlier about some Phase 1 type radios being available, just the radio, not the head, for $40 on eBay. When these radios came out, they were way more than that. The newer radios that you're going to see a lot of public safety, especially in Western New York, now that they're finally kind of quote-unquote getting with the times, are going to be the APX series radios from Motorola, or the XG200 series from Harris. Those have IMBE in them, but they also do AMBE plus 2, which is P25 phase 2, which uses slightly less bandwidth so you can get more talk paths in more congested space. Similar to DMR, for the longest time the rumor has been that there will be a DMR and a P25 radio that has both modes in it. Kenwood right now with their NX series is the only one that does have that out. Motorola does not. So DMR, which is a different voice protocol altogether, does use that same AMBE codec. The licensing is very expensive, and so I want to put in comparison, this is last year's numbers. Let me drop it. I got my Supermon off so I can time myself and see if there's any issues. Licensing for the current P25 codec, the AMBE plus 2, depending on if you're a research, like a university or something, up to if you're Motorola, it starts at $100,000 up to $1 million, whereas MP3, when it came out, was at $15,000. The patent on IMBE2 has expired. So why did public safety introduce P25 to begin with? Let me drop it.
Z9NL West.
As anyone who's listened to any of these repeaters you're listening to right now would know, because they're all analog, as stations get lower as they get farther from the repeater or the signal gets lower, the intelligibility goes away. So in theory, with P25 being digital, you get a little bit more reliable communication further out. So you don't have all the and the static and hiss. Because with digital voice protocols, you're either there or you're not. You're either making the repeater or you're just gone. Think about your satellite, or excuse me, your digital TV, if you have rabbit ears. If you have rabbit ears, back in the day, you used to have, you might be able to pick up Toronto stations, and it would be fuzzy, but you could get it. Now, you might not be able to get it, it's just not there. But the quality is a lot more, controlled. You know, it's either high quality or it's nothing. So that's called the cliff effect in public safety communication parlance. Let me drop it.
And I bring that up because if you talk to actual end users, they don't think it's that big of a benefit. Especially if you talk to people that are in fire apparatus. They just have a struggle with that with their face mask. If you ever listen to, which I don't know, I don't think there's anything fire in Western New York on P25. It's very hard to hear firefighters when they have with all their breathing respiratory gear. Interoperability, we discussed that. Encryption, we discussed. This is where we get into spectral efficiency. Phase 1 P25 is 12.5 KC channels, whereas with Phase 2 systems, it's 6.25. So you can fit basically double the talk paths in per repeater. So basically a modern Motorola GTR repeater, you could have two simultaneous different conversations happening on the same repeater at the same time. Whereas right now, any of the repeaters you're listening to, you're just listening to me and that's it. Let me drop it. There's also data. You could do location and text messaging, unit ID, and over-the-air reprogramming, and over-the-air rekeying for your encryption keys. Ham use might be text messaging, location. I know there's some hams that do, like, the unit IDs and things. But for the most part, for hams, not really exactly useful. But if you're running a police department and you've got 150 officers out, working a shift, like in a major metropolitan area, you know, like Las Vegas, for instance, being able to track with the GPS where that officer is, be able to know who has the open mic, being able to get reprogram radios on the fly without having them come into the shop. These are all benefits when you're managing a fleet. I believe Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, I think last I was told, there's like 6,000 radios between the portables and the radios and vehicles and all that. That's a lot of reprogramming to do with the USB drive. So there's some major benefits there. Mostly stuff that hams don't care about, but others would. Let me drop it. All right, next slide here is the difference between conventional, your conventional IP, and then you get into the trunking. Conventional is going to be what you have in Western New York if you're in Erie County. Now, Erie County is a trunk system, and they're multi-site trunked. Whereas here in Las Vegas, we're that enhanced multi-site trunking because we have dozens and dozens of sites throughout the entire state of Nevada, into California, into Arizona, and even into Utah. It's all part of a big network. But if you're just listening to the Amherst Police Department, you're listening to a conventional P25 system. All right, so let's bring it back down to hamland. So, for hams, what are the basics that a ham needs to know? Over the other digital voice protocols, P25 runs circles around it as far as just the audio quality. That's not my opinion. That's kind of the reality of it. It has much more
bits per second that are allocated for error correction, forward error correction. There are some of the digital ham voice modes that don't have any forward error correction at all. You are not going to find many Kenwood, ICOM, or Yaesu P25 radios that are marketed towards hams. They just don't exist. You will find Kenwood, ICOM, Vertex, which is used to be affiliated with Yaesu. You will find their commercial radios. They're not, again, branded towards hams, but a ham could get it. There's Motorola is generally the big one that most people use. There is a slightly higher cost to entry, even on the used market, compared to DMR, but you can still get a used Motorola P25 radio for the cost of a Bofang, and it will run, even though it's 30 or 40 years old, it will run circles around your brand new, you just opened up your Amazon box this afternoon, Bofang. It is a secondary weapon for those that like to discuss self-defense. These radios are heavy and they are big. Let me drop it. They're built to physical specifications that most ham radios are not built to. Meaning they can tolerate water for fire scenes. They can tolerate heat, again, fires. They have very loud speakers, again, fire trucks are loud. They have big batteries. Some of them come with, I have one Motorola APX radio that comes with a 5,500 milliamp hour battery. Those of you who see me in New York when I'm there, that's the radio I carry. I generally don't charge that radio the entire time I'm in New York for 4 or 5 days. These things can be behemoths. Let's see, repeaters, this is as of last October, so it's a little bit dated. You can see there that there's not that many P25 ham machines in the world. There's 813 as of last October, compared to what Repeater Book says is 4,500 for DMR, 2,500 for D-Star, or 3,800 for Fusion. P25 is definitely in the minority because the linking takes, it generally is done by people who work on the stuff professionally. Let me drop it. And this is W2EUP with the Vera Wednesday Night TechNet. We got some basic radio terms up there. Network access code is an important one to know. When someone says, hey, what's the NAC? Out here on my repeaters, I run 702 because that's our area code. Most default 293. NAC is network access code. Think of that like you would a PL. If you're programming and you're just trying to listen to your local police department, you would need to have the NAC. There's talk groups, which is exactly like it is on DMR, if you're familiar with DMR. DMR technically would have borrowed that terminology from P25. I know that there's talk groups on the Niagara County system, but I didn't do a whole lot of looking at Niagara County when I was reviewing for this presentation today, so I can't speak very well on it, but think of it as, you know, Lockport will be one talk group, Niagara Falls Police will be a different one, Niagara Falls Police Narcotics Detectives might be a different talk group. Let me drop it. For our friends listening in Vegas, different talk groups you'll have different for the different dispatch areas of the Henderson Police Department, the different area commands of the Las Vegas Metro, which is our sheriff, they're all on different talk groups. There's simulcast, which is one channel at each of the simulcasting sites, transmits the same signal simultaneously on the same frequency, which I think is basically how Ted has the HKS machine set up there, because that is a term that you could use in analog. Whereas there's multicast, which is one channel at each of the participating sites, transmits the same signal simultaneously on different frequencies. That's how my N4NJ Jason City repeater group machines are set up, or multicast. Local users of P25 in Western New York, so I want to wrap this up. Erie County Sheriff, Buffalo Police, Amherst Police, Kenmore Police, City of Tonawanda Police, Town of Tonawanda Police, and, of course, the federal government. It is standard for all federal government agencies. Those are all conventional. Let me drop it. If you're listening in Western New York, your FBI, your Federal Protective Service, Transportation Safety Administration, Border Patrol. That's all conventional. You do have the Niagara County share system. That's phase one trunk system. So those use the older radios. The new radios can do phase one, but phase one radios cannot obviously do phase two. Local users of P25, for those in the Vegas area listening right now as you're stuck in rush hour, Southern Nevada Area Communication Council, they have one system, which is a phase one system. That's Boulder City, Clark County, the Clark County School District Police Department, Henderson, the Paiute Nation, Indian Tribe, the North Las Vegas, Southern Nevada Health District. That's all on 800 megahertz. Las Vegas Metro, our sheriff's office out here, is on a phase two system at 700 megahertz. Nellis Air Force Base in Creech, they're on a 406 to 410 phase one trunk system. And then the same alphabet soup agencies that you have in Buffalo minus Border Patrol, because we don't have a border. But we have the Bureau of Land Management that they don't have in Buffalo. P25 ham repeaters in Buffalo, as far as I know, there are none. Kevin Retzer, K9KVN, and I had one up on 442-675 in Williamsville. It's not on the air. That repeater is now back here in Vegas on one of the machines here. In Vegas, there's a whole bunch of them. They're mostly N4NJJ machines, but WB6TNP as well as N6LXX and K7RSW do have P25 as well. So let's stop there, because that last slide we'll talk about in a second. I want to pause and see if there's anybody who'd like to check into the net. So let's see if there's anybody who'd like to check into the net. This is W2EUP, Barra Weekly TechNet. We just went through the lecture. Now it's time for the discussion. So let's get ready for some check-ins. I see Jeremy's lighting up there. I'm ready to go. So if you'd like to check into the Barra TechNet, all you need to have is a ham license. See if you don't have any questions or comments. We'd love to have you check in. Please call W2EUP now.
KV7VDK.
W2EUP. This is KV2 GSZ Booth. Have a great night.
This is N2ZSX Chet in Cheektowaga.
KE2PPS.
Okay, let's pause it there. Do I have it? Aaron, I know you were there, but I forgot your call, and it's not in the... I typed it in, but I'm still learning how to use NetLogger. Aaron, can you come with your call sign? I know it's VGK something. Aaron, can you come again?
Yeah, Kilo Bravo 7, Victor Golf Kilo, KB7 VGK.
Okay, thank you very much. I got it now. We got KD2 GSZ, Ruth, KE2, I think it's PPM, and N2 CLN. Chet, I heard you recheck in there. We'll get to you in a second, or in a few. Anybody else that wants to check into the Barra TechNet, please call W2EUP.
KE2FLX.
Okay, Carl, we got you as well. Let's do one last thing here. Anybody else would like to check in? Please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. KA2WCM. Joe from Amherst.
Okay, KA2WCM. Thank you, Joe from Amherst. All right, so this is W2EUP with the Barra TechNet, and this is Bill in Vegas, originally from Williamsville. And let's get into the discussion part. We had the lecture. If you missed it, there will be an audio recording that will go up. The slide is up online. But let's get some discussion going here. So we got a couple of discussion questions. Or if you have questions of your own, that'd be great. I'm going to assume most people probably know P25 from a listening standpoint, not necessarily talking or operating on it. But here we go. Do you operate on P25? And if so, what kind of radio do you have? Have you made any linked P25 contacts through a network like P25NX or MMDVM? How do you think P25 compares to other digital voice modes like DMR or Fusion, D-Star, NXTN? And that's something that if you've listened on a scanner, you could probably very easily kind of perceive. So I've already done a lot of talking. Let's go to Jer and to UGS. It's all yours. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, good evening, Bill, and everybody on that. Boy, that was a really awesome presentation that you put together there, Bill. I learned a lot from you. P25, yeah, I've got a couple P25 handhelds, a couple P25 mobile radios. I have it so that I can connect through my hotspot with the P25 radio and then come out through here on HKS. There's actually a P25 server, which is p25.m2ugs. I think it's .net. And that houses the talk group for right here on P25. As far as interoperability, I know when I was down in Florida, their system down there, they used across the entire state. So you could travel across the entire state with one set of talk groups, and you could pick up every municipality. That was pretty cool. But if your scanner has GPS in it while you're traveling through the state, it would switch through the different P25 networks. And yes, it does. My personal opinion, it sounds a lot better than DMR. But we'll see what other folks have to say. With that, I'll send it back to you, Bill. Great job. Awesome presentation.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And I'm not familiar at all with that Florida system, but I know you've talked about it, and I've read a lot about it online. It sounds kind of a similar design to what they have in Southern California, N6LXX. He's in a different building at a site that I'm at, but I know his machines get a lot of use and have a lot of coverage. They're all linked together on P25. So let's go to Dave, W2ZZA. I know he's a big AM amplitude modulation guy, but Dave, do you have any experience with P25? Have you listened to it? What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
W2EUP, W2ZZA. Dave in South Cheektowaga. Well, good evening to you, Bill, and to Jeremy, and to everyone on net. And frankly, I have zero knowledge other than what I've gathered tonight. Great presentation, by the way, both online and audible here. Not much in the way of experiences. My focus is in a different area, let me just put it that way. But I think it's important that amateurs explore all possible modes at some point. Time, provided, I will explore P25 and all the digital modes. Back to net.
Yeah, thank you for your comments. Yeah, I know you're an AM guy, and maybe we can get you on and talk about AM and the stuff that you do sometime here on the TechNet. But, yeah, awesome. And it's good for hams to know all sorts of different things about radio because you never know when you're going to need it. Let's go to Dan, Ken, N2FTW. I know you're over there at Timmy Ho's. Are you still there with us? And what experience with P25 do you have? I think you do have a P25 portable, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, Dan.
Listening. Okay, I'm here. I'm still parked in front of Tim Hortons on Sheridan Drive. I don't have any experience with P25. I've got a tape radio, but it's just strictly analog. But I'd like to get into P25, at least, you know, seeing about looking at other commercial radios online. It's the Thales Liberty, I think, is really interesting. I see that on eBay going for about $300 to $400. And what's interesting about that is it's a multi-band radio that's front panel programmable. It does 70 centimeter. It does 2 meter. So it seems like it's a good all-in-one kind of introduction to it, where you could use programming software, but you don't necessarily have to. I've heard P25 on YouTube, at least comparison of P25 and other modes, and P25 is as close to analog as you can get out of all the other digital modes. What I'm wondering about, though, is ease of use, ease of programmability. I mean, DMR is infamous for having a steep learning curve. Yaesu System Fusion is pretty easy. And so I've got a System Fusion radio. I've got a D-Star radio. D-Star is kind of in the middle. So let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being it's like System Fusion. It's just press and play, and that's it. You're in. Versus DMR, where you're looking at zones and different, you know, different servers, and are you looking at Brandmeister, and are you looking at TGIF and all the different networks, and that being 10, what's the ease of use of P25 for a typical ham?
Okay, so that's a fantastic question that Dan asked. What's the ease of use for the typical ham? Now, I think it's kind of cheating because I still have not been able to figure out D-Star in 11 years. I'm actually talking on a D-Star radio right now, an ICOM 5100. It's not as simple as the Yaesu where you just go and hit the DN and you're done on a Fusion radio. I would say for the average ham, programming P25 is about as easy as it is programming a repeater where you have to put a PL tone in. Because all you need to put in are the frequency you're talking on, the frequency you're listening on, you know, your input, your output for the repeater, and then the NAC, that NAC, that NAC code, which I said is kind of like a PL. Like those guys in Buffalo right now listening, you don't have a PL. It's all carrier squelch. If you're out here in Vegas, you have to put a PL or a DPL in. So you could run a repeater without a tone, right? We know that's a true thing here on HKS, but other repeaters not so much. For P25, you definitely have to have a NAC. So it's as simple as basically programming a repeater into your Bofang, which I know could be challenging. The software is a lot less clunky. Let me drop it. That's a fantastic question, the ease of use. If you want to get technical, if you're trying to do a trunked radio system, which is not really legal for hams, it gets a lot more complex real quick. There's legal concerns there just as far as liability, because you got to remember people's lives are depending on the radio traffic getting through. So that's why you have to be certified through Motorola or Harris. They have their representatives that come out when they set these systems up. They do the training. It's not like hams where we just kind of run and gun. So, Dan, thank you for checking in. I want to move down to Blaisdell. Roy, KA8BYU, it's all yours from W2EUP.
Good evening, Bill, and everybody on the BaraTechNet, KA8BYU. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see what Tim has available and pick his brain sometime here and see what I can do. I've got Fusion, I've got DMR, I've got D-Star, so I'm fairly familiar with those three, but yeah, not so much with P-25 right now, but I think I'll try that next. Back to you.
Right on, right on. This is 32EUP. Yeah, no, I think you should. Just get a GP UHF P-25 radio. And the advantage here is you can also listen to local police departments, Buffalo Police, Amherst Police, City, Town, Tonawanda Police. You can put it where it's channel, transmit, inhibit. You can listen, but even if you press the push to talk, it just beeps at you. It won't key up. That's what they do with media agencies. They'll give them, you know, for example, out here they'll give them, because the media, our police traffic here is encrypted, so they buy a radio, gets programmed by the local sheriff's office, it's channel, transmit, inhibit. They can't talk, but they can listen, and they have the algorithms in there. So definitely look into it, and it can be relatively inexpensive, and it gets you on the 444. So let's go to N2LCJ, Tim. What experiences do you have with P-25? I know you've got a couple of different radios over there, so would you care to elaborate tonight? Go ahead.
W-A-P-H-K-N, repeaters.
I appreciate it, Bill, and 2LCJ. And just as a corollary, Roy, I just sent you a text. You've actually got a P-25 radio sitting right there, that XTS-3000. As far as my background, I have programmed over 100 different P-25 radios. I have torn, you know, the mode apart upside down and sideways. I spent about 3 hours actually programming in different P-25 things today. There actually is one repeater, UHF. It's the WB2ECR UHF repeater that they hold the Aries Racies nets on. I can't recall what the frequency is. If you're one of the 50 or 60 people locally that's got one of the XTS-3000s that I've programmed, it would be in Zone 1, Channel 14. And just with an HT antenna, I can hit it with from my living room without a problem at all. So the big thing is, as a ham, why would I want P-25? Well, there's a very good answer to that. Let me drop it for a second. Okay. As hams, we all know that encryption on the amateur bands is illegal. It's against Part 97. However, if you want something a little bit more secure that you do want to keep out of earshot, P-25, as we know, is completely 100% a legal form of transmission on the amateur bands. P-25 is not limited to UHF. I programmed an XTS-3000. I did two of them recently that are VHF. So you can do these, and I've got Astro Spectras that can do VHF P-25 as well. Now, what's interesting is Bill is talking about NAC codes. There is a universal decode NAC code, which is 7FE. 7FE decodes all NAC codes. However, there are NAC codes that cannot be decoded by this method. So if you wanted to talk to somebody and it was a ham, and you wanted to say something in a perfectly legal, unencrypted, but very difficult to get method, P-25 is a great way to do that. Let me drop it for one more time. Interestingly enough, Genesee County is on a trunked P-25 Phase 2 system, and I have managed to figure out a way to get it on a P-25 Phase 1 radio. As it turns out, they have, it's almost like a dual transmission where they do use a NAC code, as opposed to just the TDMA. And that's also in the 800 megahertz band, so I'm right on the fringe of it. I don't want to monopolize all the time, but if you're interested in Motorola programming, if you're interested in P25, I will be more than happy to help you. If you want to build your own computer for Motorola programming, I will be more than happy to help you. If you need advice on what to get, it's not expensive to get into, but it is something that you're going to have to become a student of the technology, the consumer programming software, radio service software, etc. You really have to invest time into it, but it's a lot of fun. Anyways, I've taken enough of the Net's time. Thanks for a great Net, Bill. And to LCJ, back to Net Control.
Oh, awesome information, Tim. Thank you very much. I'm going to update the slide there with that Universal Mac. That was a good thing to point out. I forgot to point it out last year at Hark, and I forgot to point it out tonight with Barra. So thanks. That's a super important detail. And then, because I'm out here, I mean, I'm only still helpful being 2,800 miles away. When I update the slide, can I just say if anybody has questions specific to the local area, can they contact you? Is that okay?
Oh, 100%, absolutely. A lot of the guys know that, you know, I'm more than willing to help anybody that wants to get into P25, Motorola. You know, I do quite a bit of different things. So, yeah, I'm always happy to help. And to LCJ.
Okay, awesome sauce. All right, thanks for being there tonight, and that is some good information. So, guys, if you're in Buffalo and you're interested in this stuff, talk to Tim. If you're out here in Vegas, feel free to contact me. Let's go to Rick, KC2XT. It's all yours from W2EUP.
Good evening, everybody on the net, KC2XT. I know nothing about P25, so it was very informative. Glad to hear all the information. And I'll have to get together with Tim sometime and to LCJ Laboratories and learn more, maybe get a radio for it. Good night tonight, Bill. Back to you, KC2XT.
Okay, that's our Barra TechNet director, the El Jefe, Rick. So thank you for being there, Rick. Let's go to KD2S, I think it's Sierra Lima Victor's, South Las Vegas. KD2SLV, it's all yours from W2EUP.
WEUP, KD2SLV. As far as DMR and P25, P25 is a whole lot easier for the simpletons in emergency services. DMR, if they yell into it, you get a lot out. If you talk quiet, you can't hardly hear them talk. So P25 is just easier coming from analog, and especially because a lot of it around here was in the 4-6 range. But, and yes, Tim is a wealth of knowledge, and then he throws trinkets at you, too. Hey, how about this one? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Yes, I have a plethora now of Motorola. And always learning. It seems you can't ever know everything about it or have enough programming cables. With that, I'll take it back to Net.
Well, I hope you have an organized way of keeping track of your programming cables, because I tend to keep buying the same programming cables because I lose it and then I find it. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight and joining the net. Let's go to KC2LEF, Ray out in Gettysville. It's all yours, W2EUP.
This is Ray, KC2LEF. Well, I enjoyed the presentation. P25, I haven't done anything with it. only because when I heard some hams talking about it, I started looking at the price on stuff, and I said, oh, I think I'll back out of here. So, hope everybody has a good evening. This is Ray, KC2LEF.
All right, Ray, thanks for joining us tonight. And yeah, the prices can be a little bit spendy, especially if you're looking at the current models. But some of the older stuff, I mean, the older gear, I think Tim or any of these guys running around with it, they'll tell you that they're 30, 35-year-old, older than your net control tonight. P25 gear will run heads and circles, or whatever, leaps and bounds around the Bolfang that just came off the Amazon truck 20 minutes ago. I don't know if you guys have same-day delivery out there in Western New York, but let's take a pause before I get to Thomas. Just in case there's anybody out there who wants to check in, maybe they know that they're not going to be here later by the time we get to them, but they just want to get their name on the list. If there's anybody out there that would like to check join the W2EUP Barrett TechNet tonight, please call W2EUP now.
Kilo Hotel 6, Echo Romeo Tango. Kilo Hotel 6, Echo Romeo Tango, check.
Okay, I think that was Kilo Hotel 6, Echo Romeo Tango. Is that correct?
Affirmative. Good afternoon.
All right, we'll get to you in a bit. Thanks for joining us. Anybody else that would like to join the Barra TechNet? You don't need to be a member of Barra. You don't even need to know what Barra is. Well, we're here to tell you what Barra is. Barra is what we're doing tonight, technical. Anybody that would like to join the net, please call W2EUP.
W2EUP.
Let's keep going here. Let's go to Thomas, W2BYJ. It's all yours from W2EUP. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, W2EUP, this is W2BYJ. I got into P25 a little bit when Tim first brought the XTS3000
W2BYJ, are you still with us? It's all yours from
I bought W2EUP. A couple of them, and I've used it primarily to listen to local,
all right, well, I have to keep moving.
Public
let's go to chat, N2ZSX.
It has become my public safety radio.
Nice discussions, P25. Do you have any experience with P25? Go ahead.
Analog channel, such as the City of Tonawanda Fire Department. That's probably the channel I listen to the most, and that's just whenever they are, whenever they drive by my neighborhood, I'm like, yeah, I'll listen in to what's going on. I found that once you figure out how to program him, programming is fairly simple. It's just that the learning curve on the software is a little bit steep.
Okay, I'm being told that Thomas is talking, but I can't hear him. So everybody listening in Vegas will have to stand by for Thomas.
My phone is blowing up. W2BYJ.
Yeah, let's see. It was double there. This is Chet N2 Zebra Sam X-ray. I have nothing to say. I'm just kind of listening. But back to net control. This is N2 ZSX.
Thank you, Chet, for joining us tonight. Let's go. To keep moving. Let's go to KD2TFB. It's all yours from W2EUP.
Yes, thank you very much. Very interesting presentation. Especially didn't know that they were remotely provisioned, can be remotely provisioned. I have not done any P25 myself. This kind of, if I could make a deal with Tim, I might just enter the matrix, as it were. I was kind of wondering, although we may not be able to talk with encryption over the air, Is it possible to encrypt the provisioning data that goes through or anything like that? KD2TFB back to net.
KS repeater, Buffalo.
All right, thank you, TFB. Let's keep moving to W1BKR. Bill is visiting Buffalo from, I think you said Newport, Connecticut. It's all yours from W2EUP.
Nothing to report, W1B.
Okay, nothing to report, but thank you for being there. Let's go to JCH. It's all yours from W2EUP. W2HKS, Ted, it's all yours from W2EUP. All right, so let's move to AA4CP. AA4CP out here in Vegas. Go ahead. Nothing heard there. KI7VLP. Chris, are you still with us? All right, I guess Chris is gone. Let's go to KC8UOK. Andrew, I know that you were in and out, I guess that was about an hour ago. We've been going for a while, you guys. Andrew, KC8UOK, do you have anything for the net tonight about P25? Go ahead, Andrew.
And I am definitely here, KC8UOK. No, really, I was just listening, seeing if I could firm up my knowledge of P25. I don't have a P25 radio. I've heard all those radios. I've listened on various SDRs and websites and the businessmen and everything, but I've never had a radio myself. It's one of the things I will eventually experiment with, but today is not that day. One day, there's just so much to do in ham radio. But that's all I got. Great net, very informative. Back to net from KC8UOK.
Andrew, I know you're going to eventually get into the P25 game, so, and I think you'll like it. We don't have the advantages like the guys in New York do, because a lot of their public safety is on 420, 450, 460. We don't really have that. We have the federal, we have the feds. You can listen to the Federal Protective Service on UHF P25 in Vegas. That's about it. Oh, you know, National Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management. So someone recently said some of their stuff's now encrypted, so I don't know. That was Andrew out here in Vegas. Thank you for joining us, KC8UOK. Next up is Aaron, KB7VGK. He's also in Vegas. Looks like he's connected on Echolink now. He probably made it home. It's now 6 p.m. on the east or on the west coast. So, Aaron, it's all yours from W2EUP.
KB7VGK, yeah, I'm switched over to Echolink. Figure I could hit the repeater a little bit better. But I just got the tail end of the presentation, and from what I heard, it kind of piqued my interest. Kind of interested in learning more about P25, and you know, maybe even look into maybe purchasing a used one. I was online while you've been doing the net, and it's like, oh my goodness, a new one is a lot of money, but I definitely learned a lot, and I look forward to learning more. I'm back in that control, KB7CGK.
All right, Aaron, thank you for being with us tonight on the net
and for your comments. I'm going to keep moving here, guys. Let's go to KE2, Kilo Echo 2, parts per million. That's kind of an interesting call. I don't know if that's vanity or not. KE2 PPM, do you have anything, any experience with P25? Do you have a P25 ready? Have you listened to it on a scanner, Broadcastify? It's all yours from W2EUP.
There's a lot of interference there.
Ruth, I'm sorry, I skipped over you. It was highlighted pink, but I thought I already called you. But KD2GSI, go ahead from W2EUP.
No, I just want to let everybody know that there's a lot of interference when people are trying to talk.
Okay, I'm not hearing any interference out of here, so. But thanks for being with us tonight. Let's go. I'm trying to get everybody in here because I know we've gone kind of long. We've got more people to go. Let's go to N2CLN, Chuck. N2CLN, it's all yours from W2EUP. I know you have P25 experience. What is it, Chuck?
I just used the repeaters that we used to have out here. That's pretty much it, but I have a XGS-2500, so I still going to try to find some ones out here I can get.
Well, if you go to Barra-Tech, Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association-TangoEchoCharlieHotel.com, I think. If you look at the slideshow for tonight, at the end of the slide, I have a listing of the Las Vegas area P25 repeaters. So you check that out. I know N6LXX seems out of a P25 machine on low potency. It does relatively well, so it's kind of like the SimCity 700. And you can try that one out. So there's that listing there for you, Chuck. I want to go to Carl, KE2FLX. Carl, cheek to Vegas. Go ahead.
Any experience with P25? Sounds interesting. Well, yeah, I was just going for P25.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope you go to KA2WCM. I think I got that call right. KA2WCM is all yours from W2EUP.
Yeah, it's KA2WCM. Yeah, thanks for the presentation this evening, Bill. Very informative and interesting to listen to. The experience I have with a P25 radio is the Motorola XTS-3000, TIM programmed, and it works beautifully. It's nice to listen to the local police and fire locally. The audio quality on it is amazing compared to some of the basic FM stuff that we use locally, or analog, excuse me. Thanks again, and 7-3, Bill.
Hello? All right, ready to keep going? Go to Lakota JD, KI7EUF. Are you still out there, JD? It's all yours from W2EUP. JD, are you still with us? KH6ERT. It's all yours, W2EUP. KH6ERT, it's all yours. Go ahead.
I had a car. I would have found these idiots a long time ago. I don't have a car. It's making me mad. KC2XD.
N2FTW. I'm decided I'm not going to hang out at Tim Hortons. I've got the reverse on 1HT, and I am going to take a quick drive through the northern suburbs and see what's out there.
Hey, Dan, don't forget, 449er.
Yep, I have it, VFO, on my other radio.
Nothing heard on the input here at my place. KAA-PYU.
He is somewhere between me and... and I'm City of Tonawanda. He's somewhere between City of Tonawanda and Main Street Campus. W2BYJ.
82 on a full portable listening.
Just don't shake his hand if you meet him, because he's going to have a heck of a grip. Well, he'll need that grip when they send him to prison. He'll be very popular, Roy.
Let's say it falls in the category of malicious.
Yeah, didn't the last guy that got caught interfering with the net end up with a $30,000 fine?
Yeah, and 2 years in jail.
And he had to pay the lawyers. Okay, W2 said that I clear. Thanks, guys.